Thank you, Dominic. We'll look forward to that. Track 2. Now we hear from BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, who looks at how some languages have words which don't always translate directly into others.
In every language there are words or phrases that don't easily translate. I remember after the Salisbury poisonings, I learned of the Russian word vranyo, for which there's no matching word in English. It means to tell a barefaced lie to save face, even though you don't expect anyone to believe it. Everyone knows it's not the truth, but no one will challenge it. Maybe we don't have a simple translation for vranyo because it's not a word that fits our culture. I recently learnt another word that has a happier meaning, the Zulu greeting sawubona, which literally translates as I see you, but actually means so much more than that sounds in English. By saying sawubona, someone is recognising the value and dignity of the other person. They see the whole of them. Again, we don't have an equivalent, as it's not in our culture to greet people that way. I wish it were. Sawubona is about accepting and understanding people without prejudice for who they are. By seeing them, you're bringing them into existence in your world. They, in turn, feel valued by you. Obviously, the ills of the world can't be put right with a single word, but it's made me think of how binary a lot of our culture has become. People are judged good or bad, left-wing or right-wing, remainer or leaver, patriot or traitor, often on the basis of a single tweet, or in the case of journalists, just because they're doing their job. The reality is always more complex. Some people feel they have a right to tear a stranger apart on social media for the sole reason that they don't agree with them, or because they have misinterpreted what they've said. There's little time for nuance, for irony, for subtlety or intelligent discussion. When I chose to study philosophy at university, my concerned mother asked, "Where will that lead to?" It's now the part of my education that I use most in my job. It taught me to see the different sides of any argument and how best to challenge others while also accepting they're entitled to their own views. There is not always a right or wrong. This understanding of the value of debate is vital in journalism and, I would suggest, should be vital in life. I was thinking of sawubona when I heard about the abuse that's been levelled at the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Chris Whitty, both online and in person. I wonder how many of those people levelling abuse stop to think about the human behind the title. For example, do they know that he spent Christmas Day working as a medic on COVID wards? Therapists are taught about the importance of sitting with discomfort rather than rushing to react to their clients. In their case, as in so many other walks of life, time and patience allows the brain to process and get a clearer view. If people paused to really see those they disagree with and value them as fellow human beings, they might react differently. In my job at Look East, it's important to hold those in authority to account for their decisions. I never shy away from that task and see it as a privilege to be in that position. But while I may not start an interview with sawubona, Minister, I do try to see beyond the job title to the whole person I'm talking to. I believe it's not only the most human way to be, but it also gets the best results. Of course, if a vranyo has been committed, that's another matter altogether. One sure sign that things are getting back to how they used to be is the events now taking place and being planned. By the time you listen to this, both the Latitude Festival and the Halt Festival should hopefully have gone ahead. I'm particularly looking forward to a community arts project in the village of Burr Apton, famous for its sculpture trails. One for the Rook will be a different kind of trail through wood, marsh and meadow, with readings, music and art encounters along the way. The organisers say it's a celebration of the wild world around us. And as with all Burr Apton projects, it's also a celebration of community spirit. Nature and community, two of the things we've been most grateful for in recent times.